On Monday, The Takeaway kicked off a conversation about consumer privacy online, and our discussion covered the ways in which banks and credit card companies routinely sell our personal data to all sorts of third-party brokers. And while this is all technically legal, Washington Post tech columnist Jeffrey Fowler mentioned some new legislation in California that could bring meaningful reform.
The state has what's called the Consumer Privacy Act, which is going to go into effect in January, and it's going to require a couple of things that are essentially going to become the toughest and de facto privacy law for the United States.
The California Consumer Privacy Act sets out to fundamentally alter the ways that tech companies collect data from internet users in the state. The Takeaway spoke with Haley Skayama, a legislative activist at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which has been involved in crafting and defending this legislation.
It establishes four basic rights that are very important for all consumers: the right to know what information companies have collected about them, the right to request to delete that information, the right to opt out of the sale of that information, and the right to not be discriminated against for exercising any of those other rights, so that if somebody says, look, I want you to delete this information, that their company cannot then say, okay, well, if we do that, then you'll have to pay a little bit more.
Like many tech companies, Google tailors the ads you see online based on the data they collect about you. Google's parent company, Alphabet, earns 85% of its revenue from Google's ad business.
I certainly believe that companies have found a way of business that works for them, but this way of doing business does not work for consumers. I think you're seeing again and again people saying that they want to have stronger laws to protect their privacy.
And of course, tech companies are pushing back against that thinking by trying to amend the law.
What we're talking about is a poorly drafted law that was very quickly passed last year with very little input from stakeholders in about a week.
That's Tanya Forsyth, a partner and chair of the Privacy and Data Security Group at the law firm Frankfurt, Kernit, Klein and Sells in Los Angeles. And she says the CCPA would disrupt the advertising business model tech companies rely on, and that some consumers actually like targeted ads.
The law in its current form is unworkable for a variety of reasons. The first is that small and medium-sized businesses, and also possibly some larger businesses, simply won't comply, and they can't afford to hire lawyers to help them. They're not going to comply. If they do get caught in noncompliance, they will likely be put out of business because of the significant fines that can be assessed against them by the attorney general and possibly also through private litigation if they have a data breach. That's not good for consumers, obviously. Some consumers actually like to get relevant advertising and others don't find it that concerning. But if there's a mass opt-out, first of all, they're still going to get ads online. They'll just get ads for something like Viagra, which they don't want and which is annoying, as opposed to ads for, say, a deal on a car that they're interested in purchasing.
But Haley Skayama from the EFF doesn't agree that small businesses would bear the brunt of this bill.
So while I agree the California Consumer Privacy Act is not a perfect law, we have made sure that companies that are small or that are not primarily involved in the selling of data are not unnecessarily affected by it. To be a business under the California Consumer Privacy Act, you have to have annual gross revenues of more than $25 million, or the bulk of your revenue has to come from buying or selling data. And so there are very specific ways that we have cabined in sort of what businesses have to comply with the consumer requests. I think we have definitely seen companies in the past have to change their business practices to deal with consumer demands, to improve consumer protection. And also, this is a very innovative industry. We've already seen privacy protective businesses pop up, such as DuckDuckGo. Yes, it may change the way that people do business, but in a way that is better for consumers.
What's happening at the 11th hour are industries are seeking exemptions or clarifications to ensure that they can continue to operate status quo.
That's Kartike Mehrotra, a cybersecurity reporter at Bloomberg.
And that's sort of the point of the California Consumer Privacy Act, is to ensure that consumers who do not want their data being distributed or publicized without their consent can opt out of doing so. We'll have clarity in the next couple of days of exactly which industries might get a loophole or not.
Kartike says there's a lot riding on the outcome of this back and forth, and not just for Californians.
Not only will this shape the way that California consumers use the internet, but other states are paying attention as well. Whatever happens in California will likely be a benchmark for these states to come up with their own laws.
So I asked him to give us some more details about the lobbying push we're seeing as we approach the end of California's legislative session and why it's so significant.
The bills that we've learned the most about involve the ad tech industry. These are the companies that advertise to you on the internet. So when you go shopping on Amazon and pick out a pair of boots but don't press buy right away and go to Bloomberg.com, you may see those ads being advertised as you scroll down a story. And the company that benefits the most from this sort of targeted advertising is Google. And we have heard from sources in the corridors of the Sacramento Capitol that Google lobbyists are seeking an exemption to allow themselves to continue to advertise and use the data that they collect while advertising to sell or distribute to third parties that would find it interesting.
So that basically would take the power out of the hands of the internet user, right? So in other words, I would not be allowed to opt out if Google got its way?
There's a bit of a mystery in the 11th hour in terms of exactly how the language would be structured if it got through. There are two potential options. One, if you opt out of asking Google to not disseminate your data, in certain ways, it may still be distributed. It may be anonymized in ways, or potentially your direct identifiable information wouldn't be distributed. Another potential outcome could be separate legislation that would require you to opt out specifically for targeted advertising. So you may opt out of a different sorts of data aggregation, but you would have to do it again for targeted advertising specifically. I think it's probably prudent to say that right now it's unlikely that any of the measures that have been proposed by Google or the advertising industry are likely to push forward before the end of the week.
The bill itself has bipartisan support from what we understand. So I mean, you just said it's pretty unlikely that that either of these amendments would actually make it into the final version. So who is big tech hoping to convince here?
This is Sacramento. This is the backyard of Silicon Valley, right? There are lawmakers who have, you know, benefited generously from the donations of tech industry and the advertising industry in California. So there are certainly allies who wish to ensure that the tech industry continues to boom, that the economy continues to grow. Google generates almost 85% of its revenue from advertising, and there are lawmakers who believe that that has strengthened the state's economy. And there's a reason why California is the fifth largest. So there are lawmakers who want to see this go through, but they're few and far between. What we're finding is that there are very few who are really willing to carry the water right now for the tech industry and make all this backlash over data aggregation.
I used to cover this industry a couple years ago, and at the time it was, a moneymaker. Is this really going to have an impact on Google's bottom line? I mean, doesn't Google have other forms of making money? And not just to single out Google here. I mean, is this going to hurt advertisers at the end of the day?
The biggest way this could impact advertisers may not be necessarily the way that you are targeted individually or what is done with your data. But what is interesting, and the thread that I'm most compelled by, is that when data is collected by a company like Google, they're not just turning around and using it to target you, but it's part of a broader landscape of data analysis to understand how user behavior is evolving and how to direct products at you down the line, and perhaps how to get a third party to pay for that data to advertise at you at a later date. And that's the kind of thing that could ultimately be affected if there is an outright opt-out of this sort of data. Again, Google depends on advertising for almost all of its revenue. 83%, I think, last quarter was their total composite figure. Any sort of impact on this central business model will have an effect.
So I want to pivot slightly. On Monday, we saw news that attorneys general in 50 states and territories are bringing an antitrust investigation against Google for manipulating its ad practices. And we've seen a similar investigation led by New York State Attorney General Letitia James against Facebook, for example. How does this play into our government's overall approach in regulating Silicon Valley? I mean, could this further weaken big tech's position in the fight over this California bill?
what it means, I think, is that there are attorneys around the country and entities with power who realize that the tech industry has a stranglehold on the way we interact with our devices, and that there needs to be some regulation and perhaps questions about whether some of these companies have gotten a little too big and are collecting too much information about us and have too much power. What the legislative wing of Washington does is wholly different from what lawmakers or attorneys general across states are considering. But there's certainly a correlation between the power that they're able to wield, and one way we may see that is in the lawmaking process in Washington in the years to come.
Kartike Mehrotra is a cybersecurity reporter at Bloomberg. Kartike, thanks for being with us.
Of course.
Okay, Takeaway listeners. So I've been covering this topic for a while now. And almost a decade ago, news about targeted ads and companies tracking user browsing from site to site was already being reported. So when I was a reporter at the New York Times, I regularly wrote articles about the government's concern about consumer data and about the Federal Trade Commission's plans to protect user privacy. And here we are, 10 years later, and state governments are just now getting around to taking these questions seriously. So I have some questions. What else has Silicon Valley been up to in the meantime? And just how much are they profiting off of collecting and selling your online data? These are just some of the questions we're asking now, and we're going to continue to ask them in the months to come here on The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.